The Lord God of Israel had commanded Moses to prepare the people for a unique event. The children of Israel had pitched camp in the desert of Sinai, at the foot of Mount Horeb, where they were going to stay for a whole year. Moses had told them that God himself was going to speak to them in 3 days' time. They were to stay in the camp, wash their clothes, and consecrate themselves. Moses fixed a limit around Mount Horeb, and no one, neither man nor animal, was allowed to go near it. They were not to touch the holy mountain on pain of death. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. The sight of Mount Horeb, also called Mount Sinai, filled the Israelites with fear. It was covered with smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently, while the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. The Lord called Moses to come up to the top of the mountain and warned him once again not to let the Israelites draw any nearer. Moses replied, "The people cannot come up Mount Sinai, because you yourself warned us to put limits round the mountain and set it apart as holy." So Moses went down to the people and told them what the Lord had said. Then, through the thunder and lightning and the fire and smoke, God spoke to the Israelites and gave them the Ten Commandments. God said these words, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." These are the words that God spoke from Mount Horeb in the Sinai Peninsula. They are the Ten Commandments, God's law for all time and all nations. They were written down by Moses in a book. Next episode, God's instructions to Moses on the mountain.